gods in our world. And I'm a normal guy.
You're not. You're a god. You look like a gladiator as well. Don't lie.
I'll take your word for that. I'm normal. I don't, you know, when I look at myself, okay, all right. So I stood in my first Olympic Games. I was shaking like a leaf. I was scared. I was anxious. I was nervous. I was, you know, I didn't cope with it well. And I think that's the biggest challenge, is to look at it and go, well, you know, when you're there, you feel like you're somewhere very special. You feel very privileged, very pressurized, very exposed. You have to stand on your own. There's no coach near you. There's no team around you. You stand on your own and you make it happen. And I think that context is in itself inspirational, because you've got two choices, haven't you? You either sort of get smaller and shrink away and go, oh, it's not for me, or you stand up and go, right, bring it on. And you know what? If I mess it up, that's fine, because I'll come back again and I'll make it happen. And that's another part of any Olympian's successful story.
So losing is not an option.
No, losing's not an option. Well, look, aspiring to win is where it's at. And, you know, as Pierre de Coubertin, the inventor of the modern Olympic Games, said, the essence is not in the victory, but in the struggle, you know? I tend to agree with it. I don't agree with it's not the winning, it's the taking part, because it is the winning. It's the aspiring to win that's important. But it's what you learn in the process of aspiring to win. Actually, at the end of it, whether you win, lose, draw, actually... It's of course, it's good to have a successful day, whether you win or not, and I'm a good testament to that. I mean, probably my best ever Olympic Games performance, I came second to a guy called Jan Zalesny. I threw an Olympic record in the second round of the Sydney Games and walked away with a silver medal.
You were happy with that?
Well, I could look myself in the mirror and say I gave it my level best. And I've won competitions as well. I've won Commonwealth Games, won European Championships, and gone, oh, I could have been better. So... it's a bit of a... success is a tough thing, you know. We like to see it very black and white, because that's easy for us to... all of us to kind of accept, well, is that success? Is that winning? The truth is, there's always more to it. There's always more to it. And there's a real essence, going back to Coubertin's point, in the struggle. I believe that.
So, Steve, what was it like when you were awarded the OBE? How was that? That must have been fantastic.
It was pretty special, actually. Yeah, I mean, you know, great times, great memories. It's a funny one, you know. It's quite a few years back. And then, of course, I got an OBE a few years later. So...
Of course, that's the one I meant, the OBE.
It's funny, you know, because you have individual moments. So you have, like, world records, or I've had, you know, three world records... I was crowned World Athlete of the Year 1 year, all these different things. Fantastic, great times. But when you get something that envelops and umbrellas almost the whole of your career, like, you know, the OBE, like, right, that's in recognition of a lifetime of, or not a lifetime, but a bigger chapter of my life. That's quite a big recognition, and it's different. It's a different feeling to having a successful day and getting a medal, because you go, well, that's just for me. Just, yeah. You know, it's quite indulgent, actually. It's quite an indulgent day, because you kind of reflect on your whole life. So yeah, look, it's great, and I it's on the front cover of my book. Look, Steve Mack, the OBE.
Oh yeah, what was it like meeting the Queen?
Do you know what? The Queen's a massive athletics fan.
Wow.
So when I met her, she said, oh, I hear you've had some problems with selection for the Olympic Games. I'm like, I was amazed, actually. And she genuinely follows athletics, which is great, you know. And so no doubt she'll be glued to the action this summer at at the Games in her back garden.
I bet that was really great for you, almost like winning a medal, knowing that the Queen has followed your career.
Yeah, I mean, it's bizarre. You forget people are watching, actually, when you're competing. And you just get on and do your stuff. And it's great to know that the most important people on the planet are people too, and they enjoy sport.
Thanks very much for talking to me, Steve.
Thank you, Doris.
A lovely inspiration. Keep going and keep pushing people. Thanks very much.
Enjoy the book.
I will.
Again, that is long. Steve Mackley has thrown a beautiful throw. It's a new Olympic record.
And what a javelin competition we've got here. Watch this fella throw.